Hello again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic.
All right, Lori.
We're going to talk about best positions for
for sex, right?
Yes.
Not best positions for like throwing
for
a baseball
things.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, best positions for different things in sex.
Yeah. All I can think about right now is because I just saw Fiddler on the Roof. I'm just thinking.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen Fiddler on
the
Roof?
I have. But where did you see it?
At DPAC.
Here
in Raleigh, we have close by the Durham Performing Arts Center, which is great for
awesome.
Stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I just hear in my head, I'm just hearing positions, as opposed to tradition, it's positions. And there are traditional positions.
And there are
non-traditional positions.
Yes, exactly. And what position was named by Native peoples watching Awkward White People?
What is this, Jeopardy? Is this, should I answer in the form? That is a form of the question. I have no idea. Named by Native peoples as watching Awkward White People?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Missionary position. This is, I think, a true story, actually.
Is it? Okay.
Okay. I don't know. But what is the missionary position good for? And I wanted to talk about it because each position, you know, has some strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I thought we'd spend a little time on that.
All right.
So I think one of the best things about the missionary position is it's a really good thrusting position for the male. And many men struggle to have orgasm in other positions that they're more limited with thrusting because it's really that hip movement that gets them going, or so I hear.
Yeah.
And it's often the most imagined position, you know. So I think men and women.
Okay.
When they're thinking about sex, they often imagine the missionary position. And it is the most used position by 70% of all males in the good old USA.
Okay. So it's a reason why it's considered traditional, because everybody's doing it.
That is true. It's also a really great position if you want to get pregnant. And I want to take a minute.
That explains a lot of things.
It doesn't explain your three children, Adam.
It might, without giving too much away.
Okay, because the woman's uterus and her cervix lift up out off the back of the vagina when she gets aroused. So basically, think of the uterus as a very large pear, maybe more like small guava. So it has this round part and this part that is a bit smaller, and that small part kind of lifts up and out of the way so that there's a pocket at the end of the vagina, so that's why a penis will fit there.
Right.
And then when she has orgasmed and he has ejaculated, her uterus falls back down or tips back in so that the cervix is back at the end of the vagina. So you imagine, right, in a missionary position, that's where the pool of semen is. And so as she's, you know, coming down off the experience, her cervix is kind of touching where the pool of sperm is. And it, you know, it is a better position to get pregnant. And she is often has to stay there for like 20 minutes. And I don't know how I know that.
Okay. Right, Lori. All right. So, look, give me Jeopardy again. Give me another trivia question.
Okay, wait. I want to talk about the drawbacks
first
of the missionary position. You know, some people might say, you know, it's just boring. I don't know that any position is boring, but, you know, some people would say that. It doesn't have good contact with her G-spot or her clitoris, usually. It's not so great. But it might help if you put, like, a flat pillow under her hips.
Okay.
That often changes the angle for her, so it gives her better G-spot stimulation, which, again, odds are that's the most sensitive part of the vagina. Although there's an A-spot. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, the A-spot is like the roof of her vagina, but it's deeper in, further in the vagina.
Well, what happened to the B through F spots? Is there going to be a new one every single year?
Could you sing that for us? Can you sing the alphabet? You have a beautiful voice, Adam. I'm really impressed.
Whatever. Give me the next question.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. What position is liable to be too deep for the woman?
Is that with her on top?
No. From behind. Right. Yeah. There are no answers on this, so this is a real quiz for us.
I have no idea what we're talking about right now, but it's good. I'm learning. I'll just be learning.
Okay. And that's because the woman can be caressed from behind. It does provide good contact with her G-spot, and it's a great visual for a guy, right? I mean, especially men who love the backside.
Okay.
You know, he loves that. I think one of the things I hear the most about sex from behind as a complaint is many people say it's not personal enough. They're not face-to-face. So that can be a consideration. I hear all kinds of complaints about sex from behind, which is even worse. I've, you know, heard women say, oh, you know, it reminds me of being an animal and, you know, all these things. You know, over the course of a lifetime with somebody, hopefully you get creative and you try all of these, every one of them. And, you know, some of them are good for certain things. And does every single encounter have to be face-to-face, personal? You know, maybe there can be other reasons.
But when you're talking about it being too deep for her, are you meaning
basically
it's painful?
It can be painful because he can hit her cervix at that angle. So,
So you kind of have to, does that mean that she shouldn't or is not able to be in that position? Or does that mean they just have to be careful?
What I would suggest is that they do one of two things. So, you know, there's a bazillion positions. The Kama Sutra has a million, and we're only going to talk about a few. But most of them are variations on the few that we're going to talk about. So first, I would suggest going in slowly so that the man should penetrate slowly and that she has to kind of wiggle her way into comfort. You know, to find how it is, and a man should thrust more slowly in the beginning in that position so she can find how she needs to angle herself so that he's not hitting her cervix. Because, gentlemen, hitting the cervix is a little like being hit in the balls. You know, it's like going to send you through the roof.
That resonates. I can understand that.
Okay, what's the best position, Adam, if you have sexual pain at the entrance of your vagina?
give me a multiple choice. That's what's I hate failing quizzes.
Me and Adam are gonna giggle all the way through this.
I go back to with her on top. Is it that one?
No, actually, this one. And many men are gonna be so grateful to you for failing and getting all these wrong.
I'm gonna get all of these wrong.
So actually, it is him on top. Okay, this is really a tricky position.
No, but not missionary.
It is not missionary.
Okay.
But it's basically he wants to. Okay, this is crazy, but like if he is kneeling in front of her, so she is on her back, he is facing her, but he wants to put his penis in, this is very tricky, at the top of her vagina.
Okay.
So rather than like missionary position, he would just come straight in and the underside of his penis would very much rub against the bottom crescent of her vagina. And that's what we want to avoid. Most women who have sexual pain problems have it at that lower crescent of their vagina if the vagina is a clock and 12 o'clock is toward her belly button. Then 5 to 7 o'clock is usually where the most pain is. Not always. Some women have pain in crazy places, but that's the most frequent pain. So you want to avoid that. So you want the penis to come in and rub the top of the vagina sort of at a down angle instead of a straight angle or an up angle. Does that make sense?
I think so.
I'm showing you, Adam.
Lori is.
We need to be on YouTube.
It's disturbing. I'm not going to lie. But however, I think. You go back and listen to that that portion of it a couple of different times.
We need
times.
To be on YouTube, clearly.
No, that does not ever
like,
need to be
like
on YouTube.
Like, who is that? That does never need to be
that,
on YouTube.
That will get rejected by the censors.
Okay.
But I think you're being clear about that. It is a detailed thing, so it sounds like that may also need some practice.
Yes.
To be able to do it.
Yeah, and that you probably, if you have sexual pain or your partner has sexual pain, you probably need a women's health physical therapist to help you with this and a sex therapist. you know, because sex gets messed up when you have sexual pain problems. Okay, Adam, what positions are more likely to produce a hands-off female orgasm?
What is a hands-off?
So intercourse only.
Intercourse only.
So, yeah, so one where basically if she's one of the 15%, only 15% of women can even do this.
Okay.
But if she's more likely to have an orgasm through sexual intercourse, what positions do you think are going to make that happen?
I have no
idea.
I'm scared to answer.
Ding dong, ding
do you think that's the Jeopardy theme song?
Yes. What is it? I don't know. Okay, what's the Jeopardy
theme song? Is na da 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 da.
You're just a better singer than I am. You're just a better singer.
There's no ding.
You probably freaking listen to Jeopardy a lot more than I do, which is never.
There's no dinging on talking.
Okay.
Okay. I think this one is the one I was saying. This is her on top.
Yes.
Ah, I finally got one right.
Yes.
And
do you know what that's called when it's slang?
I'm sure there's a lot. There's lots of words.
It's not your words.
It's called for it. I think
hot,
it's called the cowgirl.
Yeah, the cowgirl. Right. The cowgirl. I cheated
on that one.
I know it. I gave him a little verbal cue there. So anyway, her legs on his shoulders. So you got to be really young.
Yeah.
Although I would say that's flexibility. Because why is that? That rocks her hips up. And when he's inside her on top, right?
Yeah.
Basically, there's better connection with the G-spot, which is basically the most sensitive part of the vagina.
Right. And as you're talking about with other positions, for him, it's a good visual.
It's a good visual. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he gets to watch her, and that is really fun. Watch her bounce and everything else. Okay, there's one more position, and it's a very formal name. It's called the coital alignment technique. And this position is most likely to produce a sexual intercourse orgasm for a woman. So what it means, it's the missionary position, but instead of thrusting, you smush. So you,
wait,
you
smush. It has a technical name, but it's also about smushing?
It is about schmussing.
Okay,
smushing.
Explain that.
That's,
explain
you know, it's really hard to do this without thinking of all kinds of jokes. Okay, it's basically you're going to rock together. You're going to rock together instead of thrust because it's his pelvis hitting her clitoris. Hmm. So it's still a clitoral stimulation, basically.
Okay.
But it's like he basically rocks in place and she positions herself so that her clitoris gets the most stimulation.
So instead of thrusting, they're
right.
Rocking.
They're rocking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All night.
Coital alignment technique. And okay. So that is great. Also, you know, when the woman is on top, it gives her a chance to use a vibrator or use her own hands. Again, we highly suggest that when you are making love, it is all one beast. Whose hands do what? You should not worry about it. You know, whoever's hands are most convenient should do the stimulation. And a vibrator is a great way to do this. It's probably a great, many women say it's a great orgasm because they have him inside her. They're using a vibrator. So it's an orgasm around the penis versus maybe pre-intercourse. This is while intercourse is happening. He can feel the vibration. It can be good for both of them. The drawback, however, of these positions is that he can't thrust as easily. So he can't thrust as deeply. And so the hip movement that causes men often to reach ejaculation can't happen as easily.
All right, so why don't we come back, first part.
And more quizzes for Adam about best positions.
Right,
for.
And I'm going to continue to learn and show how uninventive I actually am in life.
And Adam's going to share his favorite position.
Right, sure.
Be right back.
Keep listening for that.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthew's Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
Okay, so we're back talking about positions.
More and more positions, right?
Right, and there
are we
going to
offer a visual guide?
We are not offering a visual guide.
Oh, that's right.
Unless
okay.
you want to do that.
No, I do not. I make some really crude drawings, but that's about that's about it. Some stick people. But nobody's interested in that. So
I do think we should be on YouTube, though, just for the record. People say there's a huge audience there. And so I think all of you who think we should be on YouTube, you got to write in. By the way, if you look at our Love and Sex 360 website, love, LoveAndSex360.com, you will see Adam and I talking to each other. So if you don't know what we look like, you can go and
We do have some YouTube. We do have some videos there.
So, yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. I'm really made more for podcasting, not for video. okay, so where are we going to go next?
Okay.
What's the next position that we are talking
Something
about?
To boost self-esteem. Okay, best position for when you're exhausted.
Position for when you're exhausted.
But you still want to have sex.
I'm not going to say her on top again.
Yeah, because that requires a little energy on her part.
Well, yeah. I would say, how about
side by leg muscles.
Side by side.
Side by side. That is ding, 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 ding. You
yes.
got it.
100
Absolutely.
100 points.
Or it's like scissors, like her leg is over his hip. So that's kind of the way to picture it. Also, sometimes spooning, so him from behind, but they're both laying on their side. That's a great position when you're exhausted. Also a great position when you're pregnant. That can be great. It's the strength of this position is it's also good for people who are very overweight. The man can reach around and touch the woman's clitoris, so there can be great clitoral stimulation. It's also good if the man is too long.
What? I don't understand what you're saying. Wait, what?
There is such a thing, Adam, if the man is too long.
What?
And if he's too long and he's going to kind of go too deep, the scissor position or from behind in the spoon position is good because he can't get in quite as far.
Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to, some woman is going to have to tell him that he's too long because he has never thought he's too long in his entire life, I guarantee you.
Okay. It's also a romantic position, right? Because the scissors is romantic because you're face-to-face, you can talk. It's really great.
Any drawbacks to
Okay, the drawback is, again, the same as the strength. It might be not deep enough penetration. So, you know, it depends on which way you go there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
next position. I'm super excited.
Best position. Adam, do you know what position is called the time bomb?
Do I know what what position is called the time bomb, or do I know what the best position is?
I will say, even though I'm kind of...
The best position is any position, Lori. Any position is the best position. However, if you're saying if the time bomb does sound super exciting, I do not know what it is, but please, please tell me.
Okay. The time bomb is when both partners are sitting in a chair, chest to chest, she's on top.
Okay.
It's like great because they're smushing again.
More smushing.
More smushing.
What is it best for? Like, what are you saying?
Okay.
Why are you describing it?
It's great
best?
For really romantic talking face to face. It's great for deep penetration. So this might be great for the guy who is not too long.
Right, right.
This really is a better position. And chest to chest, it's deeply intimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're talking. Oftentimes, if the chair is low enough to the ground, she can help support herself with her legs. So she can move on him with a lot of ease. And it can just be a great position. Okay, drawback. You got to have the right chair.
Like a lazy boy or like
not a, like a lazy boy. It's like got to be like a chair where her legs can go on either side.
Oh.
You know, okay. I suppose, you know, she could do it on the couch, but then she has bent legs. That's possible. Some like, chairs are big enough that she could have bent legs. And
like a rocker or a, you know, like, what are we talking about?
No, not what, like a rocker.
So what the right chair is the one that she can get both of her legs over.
Yeah,
is what
she
you're
can
saying.
Get both okay. her legs over and she can sit on top. That's the right chair. So he might need to lift her up. To okay. do this, you know, in certain chairs, he's going to have strong biceps in order to right. help move her up and down, or mm-hmm. she's going to have to have strong leg muscles or something.
Right.
But good position.
Start doing some curls. All right. So, all right.
Okay.
Next position.
Best position if you're both 5'8".
So if you're both 5'8".
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
That's a thing where both people are 5'8"?
Yeah. A lot of women are 5'8". I mean, they look really tall, but it depends on how they wear their hair.
Okay. This is really specific. This is a really niche audience. All right.
This is a niche. This is a niche position.
This is a niche position for if both of you are 5'8". I have no idea. Like, what would... I have no idea.
Okay, so standing up, basically.
Oh, okay.
Sex standing up, you have to be relatively compatible, you know, in height.
Okay, so not just if they're both 5'8", but if they're the same height.
They're the same height.
Got
I just
it.
Threw
that,
that
was
in,
tricky.
5'8".
You were tricky there, Lori.
I was.
You were
well, because
sexually,
5'8".
Positionally tricky. Okay.
And what's so great about it is totally fun, right? Yeah. Totally hot. Both people are doing it. It's the, you know, throw her up against a wall. They're both standing up. It's awesome.
Okay.
And then the drawback, of course, is you got to be the same height. I mean, if he's really tall and she's really short, this is not going to be good.
Okay.
I suppose.
So this is kind of the like movie type
this
position.
This is the movie
sex.
Position.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it.
Okay. This one, I know you're not going to get.
Okay.
You know, and just for the record, I do these quizzes for my husband, too. He's like, gosh, you like always have all these names for stuff. Okay, good position if you have a tilted uterus.
A Jolly Roger.
A Jolly Roger.
Oh, no, I just made that up. I have no idea if that's an actual, that's an actual thing or not.
Oh, we are having fun with this.
Yeah, okay. Now, what is
we
it?
We are actually it? Punch drunk because we are, like, recording late. This is a tough day. We're trying to get through. Okay. Yeah. It's the reverse cowgirl.
Okay. The reverse cowgirl. So I now know what a cowgirl is.
Okay. Cowgirl is when she's on top facing him. The reverse cowgirl is when she is facing his feet.
Okay.
Yeah. And why is that? It's because basically... So... Uteruses tilt in many different directions. So this is not always true. The uterus can tilt back. They call that a retrograde uterus. But it can also tilt to the side, so like toward one ovary or the other. So, you know, potentially different positions can hit her and can be painful depending on if she has a tilted uterus.
Is there a serious question, Laura? Is there a way to, like, that? Is she going to know that?
Or yes.
Is that something she's going to have to discover?
No. Every gynecologist should be able to tell her. So okay. when a woman has, do we want to get into this? When a woman has a gynecological exam, a gynecologist puts their fingers in her vagina to kind of check the cervix digitally and also in her rectum to check the top of her cervix. So every woman, if you're out there and your doctor is not doing a rectal exam, you are not getting the full Monty and you need it. Because this is one of the ways they detect cancer. And they can't necessarily feel the top of your uterus. So through the rectum, your gynecologist will be able to tell you if you have a tipped uterus and which way it goes. So you definitely need to have a full exam. And anyway, reverse cowgirl.
Reverse
if you
cowgirl.
Have one. I mean, you don't have to have a tipped uterus to have fun with the reverse cowgirl, too. It could be fun. But it's good G-spot stimulation. You can use a vibrator yourself if you're the woman or your hands. And you got to be careful.
Lori, hold up. I'm just seeing this drawback.
Yeah.
You got to be careful not to break him. Who's breaking? What's breaking?
That is true.
What?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily the most natural angle. You got to be really careful here. Anytime woman is on top, she's got to be careful about how aggressive she thrusts, because every once in a while he can come out and break. And it can be a very difficult injury, and that is really such a thing. And so you just got to be reasonable.
Okay. So this should also not just be called the reverse cowgirl. It should also be called the most dangerous position or positions that Adam is not going to try. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Last one.
Okay. Last one that we're going to talk about is her on the side of the bed and him standing up.
Okay.
So she is, again, they're face to face, but she's basically at a right angle. So again, this is a good position for depth. He's got a great visual. There's a better G-spot stimulation. And again, while depth is a positive, depth may be a negative. So depth is good because it reaches the A spot, which is past the G-spot. That can feel really great. A depth can be negative, again, because it can be too much. And I have a little tip, so to speak, for men who are too long or who just the way their anatomy fits together, it doesn't fit together well, is there's like a sex toy. It's called a vaginal sleeve, and it's kind of this silicone material. And you can buy one of them and sort of cut a segment off of it and then put it on the penis. And that's like your guide. And that's as deep as you get to go. So anyway, that's very helpful. A lot of people have been helped with that. Idea so that he doesn't go too deep and help hurt her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This has been
Sex Positions with Lori and Adam. This is my favorite podcast in the whole world that we've ever done.
Amen.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.